Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, obviously their forecheck was great. They tilted the rink. They were able to kind of stay on top of us all over the place. Never really able to generate any momentum up the ice. We kept trying the same thing over and over again, just banging our heads against the wall. So credit to them. They played well.
That's Oilers captain Connor McDavid talking after their Game 6 loss to the Florida Panthers, an ugly 5-1 loss for them. That team looked dejected even after the first period, and then after the second period, they looked completely done. They looked like they had nothing left and had no drive to try and get themselves back into the game and try and force a Game 7. Brayton Wilson here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul Hamilton also joining us here on the show, as he'll be here with me for the next couple of days as we're filling in for Sal here on the Extra Point Show.
Why aren't we broadcasting near the Erie County Botanical Gardens? They got a bear over there. We could have been sitting outside welcoming the bear.
That's new. I didn't know that there was a bear over by the Botanical Garden.
I was just seeing that. Neighbors in South Buffalo spotted an apparent bear early this morning just north of the Botanical Gardens. Mm. We could have set up a nice little card table there and hung out with the bear.
Watch. Yes, we could have engaged in bear watch again. Last year I was part of the coverage on WBEN of bear watch in Amherst. The Amherst bear decided to come back.
The account, which is the Amherst Bear,
yes,
is on vacation, answered, "It wasn't me."
I remember when the original Amherst Bear. Unfortunately, it ended badly for that bear, but I don't even know what the word is. The fanatics about that bear was something off the charts. And then when the second Amherst bear came about last year, that account like sprung back up again, and it was phenomenal. So gotta love bear coverage here in Western New York. I mean, if you go out to the hinterlands my way, I'm sure you're more likely to find a bear. But of course, being up in near the city or near the North Towns or anything like that, bear coverage is prime.
I live in a very residential area in the village of Lancaster. I do have deer problem here. They demolish my gardens.
Yeah.
So I've been fighting that.
Yep.
But in February, a year ago February, I had a deer that kept coming in my backyard, going over the fence and coming in, but he'd be laying under the heat vent, which I thought was a little bit weird, and I couldn't get rid of him. I'd make noise and he wouldn't leave. And I went to bed one Saturday night and got up on Sunday and he was dead underneath my deck.
Oh.
And I'm thinking that I did not have that on my bingo card, that I was going to have a dead deer in my backyard. And, you know, they will come pick up the deer, but they won't come in your backyard. So I had to drag the thing out to the street.
Mm.
I covered it because I didn't want kids to see it and everything. I had an old pool cover that I put over. And, yeah, they were here by 9 a.m. to pick it up. But I just never would have dreamed in a million years. You could have bet me a lot of money and won a lot of money that I would be dragging a deer out of my backyard.
Mm, that's something that I don't think I could say that I've heard you have to do, or anyone really have to do, is drag a dead deer out of their yard unless you hunted the deer yourself.
Well, when I called the police, not 911, I called a regular number. She said that when a deer gets hit and injured, they can still leap. So she said him coming over the fence, she thought he probably got hit by a car and then chose my yard to die in. But she said that even though they're injured, they can easily make it over the fence.
So back to our conversation about Connor McDavid, Paul. I'm looking at the all-time scoring list, and I was just curious where McDavid is right now. I mean, he's played 10 years. He's already got over 1,000 points in the NHL. He's currently 71st in all-time scoring. There's a realistic chance, Paul, that if he puts up another, say, 100-point season, that he at the very least jumps into like the 55-54 range of all-time points in the NHL. Like, I mean, at this point, I know this year was a little bit more of a down year for McDavid. He only put up this year, what did he put up this year? 100 points. 26 goals, 74 assists, and 100 points. But let's just say he adds another 100 points to his resume this year. I mean, he's right up there with Rod Brind'Amour, who has 1,184 career points in his storied career. Steven Stamkos right now is 1,190. And he's going to continue to add to that, but he's quickly climbing up the ranks here. And I guess I just didn't realize how quickly he's actually continuing to climb.
Now we know, of course, Ovechkin caught Wayne Gretzky in goals.
Yep.
But it's going to be a chore for somebody to catch him in points because Wayne Gretzky has more assists than the next guy has points.
He
has more assists than the number two guy all time in the NHL has points.
That still blows my mind to this day. I mean, listen, I think McDavid has the potential when all is said and done to be number two behind Gretzky in the all-time points list. And then the discussion will be, well, if Gretzky played in this era of hockey, you know, would he even come close to McDavid, or would McDavid come even close to Gretzky if he had played back then? You know, hockey's evolved over the years. But at this point, watching McDavid play, how he dominates on a night-in, night-out basis, don't ask about the playoffs. He's all over the ice, and he's the best player in the world for a reason. Now, the Stanley Cup Final, he had 7 points, only one goal, and the one goal he scored was when Edmonton was down 3-0 or 4-0 at home in Game 5, just kind of a pointless goal. But, yeah, again, the whole discussion of him being the best player in the world to not win a championship that's going to just stay in my head all summer and until he gets to the Cup Final next. Because, again, we don't know if he'll ever get back there. You just never know.
During this year's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Playoffs or maybe one of the outdoor games, Gretzky did answer that, playing in different eras, and he said, you got to remember, he goes, there's two things I didn't get to play in. Number one, the power play starts in the offensive zone. And number two, 3-on-3.
Yeah, that too.
Because I didn't get to do either one. So I thought, yeah, he's right.
and you never know, because it could be a situation for McDavid. This could be his only two appearances in the Cup Finals, similar to Dan Marino. Dan Marino made the Super Bowl in, what, year two of his career and never got back. Just, you never know. 803-0551, 888-552-550. Dave on a cell phone has some thoughts on McDavid's legacy. Dave, how's it going this morning?
Hey, guys. I'm a Sabres fan first, and I became an Oilers fan, which is my second favorite team in the 80s when Gretzky and Messier were there. I saw an article recently right in the start of the playoffs, and they were talking about the Mount Rushmores of NHL teams, and the first one they had featured was the Oilers. And they had Gretzky, of course, Messier, Fuhrer, and then they had McDavid on there. And as a Oiler fan, I completely disagree with that. Because McDavid hasn't won. I think that Coffee, Curry, there's other Oiler players over the years deserve that spot over McDavid. And, you know, as much as McDavid, and I think he's a fantastic, I love him, and he's a great player. But when you look at a team like the Oilers and you look at their history, McDavid's maybe in the top five, six, of their overall top players of all time, all positions. How do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about that, Paul?
No, I don't necessarily think he has to win to be up there. I mean, he's a better hockey player than Jari Kurri. Paul Coffey played another position. Paul Coffey wasn't the best defensive defenseman that ever lived, for sure. I mean, he was huge offensively for that team and for that team. Grant Fuhrer, you really can't look at numbers because of the fire wagon hockey that team played. What I always loved about Grant Fuhrer was when you needed the big save at the big time, he did it every time. He always made that big save for you when it had – it might be a 6-5 game, but, you know, a playoff game or something like that. But – at the end of the day, when you had to have a save or an overtime, he was there every time. And I always admired that about him. I mean, you look at his numbers and some people would say, what's he doing in the Hall of Fame? Well, that's why. Because, you know, there weren't too many goaltenders that were better in the clutch than he was.
Yeah, and then his Sabres career wasn't, I don't think, definitely
well, that
didn't
was near
live
the
up.
End
yeah.
of his,
right.
His tenure. He was in, well, the last year the Montreal Canadiens won the Cup, they played the Sabres. I believe that was the Grant Fuhrer year, where Dominic Hasek wound up finishing up the series and played really well. Dominic Hasek came in against Boston. That was it. And then Fuhrer, I think, played against Montreal, and there was a lot of thought, well, Fuhrer was injured, and was he trying to play hurt? Maybe they would have been better off going with a young Dominic Hasek. He wasn't yet Dominic Hasek. The reason he was a Sabre is because he was a backup to Ed Belfour in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it showed signs of being a great goaltender, but Chicago decided we're going with Ed Belfour.
Yep.
So John Muckler wound up getting Hasek, but he also had Fuhrer because John Muckler knew what Grant Fuhrer could do his days in Edmonton. And so Hasek was just waiting for that chance to play and came in. You know, when Brad May scored the Mayday goal, who was in net? Who was the first one to get to him?
Hasek.
Dominic Hasek, because of the injury to Fuhrer. But, I think Grant Fuhrer just, you know, I think his body just kind of let him down once he became a Sabre.
Yeah, looking back at the 1992 and also 1993 trades, the Hasek trade still regarded as one of the most lopsided trades in history. Stefan Beauregard and a fourth-round pick, which ended up being Eric Daze, not a bad player, going to Chicago for Hasek. And then that trade in 93 to get Grant Fuhrer was Fuhrer and a fifth-round pick to Buffalo for Andrechuk, Pupa, and a first-round pick, which ended up being Kenny Johnson. When we come back, Paul, I want to play you a clip and want to get your thoughts. Sal brought it up yesterday when he was hosting the Extra Point Show, but I want to get your thoughts on something. It's McDavid related. I know it's been very heavy McDavid in the first hour, but
We've got two days.
Yes, exactly. We got a lot to talk about. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton filling in for the Extra Point Show on this Thursday morning. You're listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.